As a new school year begins in Utah, sex education teachers are now expected to discuss refusal skills with their students, saying no to sexual advances. As KUER's Lee Hale reports, there's a reason that term is being used in place of consent.
Stacia Sheffield is waiting for parents to arrive for a back-to-school night at Oak Canyon Junior High School in Utah County. As a janitor is dutifully polishing the floor in the hallway, I asked Sheffield to describe what she does.
So I teach 8th grade health, so that is 12 and 13-year-olds.
They're ripe to make fun of what's happening, right?
Oh, yes. They think it's so awkward, so crazy. They ask me all the time, why do you teach this? Why did you go to college to be a health teacher? And I'm like, because...
She tells them she thinks it's important, and teaching sex education is a big part of her job as a health/PE teacher. It's a multi-week unit she takes very seriously. Like other red states, sex ed is a hotly contested topic in Utah. And because of that, teachers like Sheffield have to be careful about what they say. To put it simply, she needs to be sure she can never be seen as encouraging any kind of sexual behavior. For example, she can talk about how birth control medication can prevent pregnancy, but according to law, she can't inform students on how to find it or use it. So when students ask a question that might veer that way, she responds,
"We don't cover that in the curriculum. That's not something that we would be discussing." And they're pretty respectful about that.
So you're not doing condoms on bananas?
I am not doing condoms on bananas. I like my job. Yeah, so none of that.
Earlier this year, a new bill went into effect that encourages Utah health teachers to broaden their sex education curriculum a bit. They're now expected to educate on the harmful effects of pornography and teach refusal skills. Sheffield explains it this way.
Refusal skills is helping them just know that they, like, to say no. Consent is more like, this is okay, we're both okay on the same page, but refusal is like how to say no.
You're not supposed to delve into what consensual sexual behavior would be like for a teenager, right?
No.
This choice in terminology, refusal skills rather than consent, there's a lot behind that. The original language in the bill was consent-oriented, meaning it made clear that it was the responsibility of both parties to ensure that any sexual act is consensual. But some people argued that for teenagers, there's nothing to consent to.
Kids need to be taught. This is statutory rape.
Marianne Christensen spoke during a committee meeting for the new sex ed bill in February. She was representing the conservative Eagle Forum. Christensen and others were adamant that the language in the bill not justify sex between teenagers in any way, consensual or otherwise.
And it doesn't matter who the actor is. It doesn't matter if it's an adult. It doesn't matter if it's another minor. When children are subjected to sex, it is statutory rape.
Christensen is a little more blunt than some, but collectively it was decided that any consent language should be dropped in favor of refusal skills. Now, in the case of an 8th grade health class, it's correct that there is little a 12 or 13-year-old can consent to within Utah law. But sex education is also taught in high school, in 10th grade, when kids are turning 16. And for them, the law is different. Kristen Hodson, a sex therapist based in Salt Lake County, says the conversation should be different too.
We're ignoring that there are things that kids legally can consent to, and there are things that they legally cannot. And when we teach those skills, we're then empowering both parties.
With regard to how refusal skills are defined by the new law, there is an important caveat. One line states that it's a student's obligation to stop their sexual advances if refused by another student. So in that way, it mirrors the idea of consent. But Hodson still has a problem with the language.
So it really puts a lot of pressure on the person refusing. Or what were you wearing or what were you doing that led you to this, instead of having both parties understand a lot more clearly about what consent is and what it is not.
Both as a certified sex therapist and as a mother of school-aged children, Hodson sees Utah's sex education as falling short. She says whether we want to believe it or not, kids will educate themselves, often through watching pornography.
I worry that we've now set up kids to be the blind leading the blind, that kids are Googling information and then they're sharing that information. They don't know if it's accurate. They think it might be.
Hodson disagrees with the argument that the more kids are taught about sex, the more they'll want to have sex. She believes the opposite is true, that the more they know, the more careful they'll be, and the more likely their first sexual relationship will be what she would consider healthy. Lee Hale, KUER News.